もうお昼になります。いい加減起きてください。
It's... Alright, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Sentai Corner. We are back with more Ego Spark. Let's get started. It is almost noon. Stop being lazy. Get up. Ugh. An Ace Host morning doesn't start until the sun sets. Please come again, during normal operating hours. I wrap myself in my blanket. Just get up already. My precious blanket is cruelly torn away from me. Fuh, what's your problem? Haven't you taken enough from me? Why have you got to take my sleep now too? Please stop pathetically clinging to your former life as an ace host. Have you considered giving life as an actual human being a try? You can save low blows like that for after breakfast at least, can't you? Androids truly are heartless creatures. She wakes me up and immediately starts hitting me with insults. So what's up? What's up, you ask? Huh? You're alarmed? My energy stores have hit a critical low. I am requesting additional food. Come again? I desire more food. My energy stores have fallen below 20%. I request you prepare me food at once. It would appear that food is even less efficient an energy source than I had initially anticipated. Guess so. Ego said she was at 60% charge yesterday morning. Then we filled her up with dinner that evening. A peek at the clock tells me it's 11 a.m. and she just said she's at 20%. She's seriously this low on fuel the next morning? She ate enough to fill 5 grown men. She's got a battery like my cell phone. I don't have an exact number for how much that meal refilled her, but one way or another... I believe the results are in. Replenishing my energy stores using food alone will not be an easily achieved task. Your antenna must have been crazy good at generating energy. It finally sinks in just how high-tech the thing I broke must have been. Even if Ego ate 3 meals a day, they'd have to be the size of the one last night to keep her going. With the rate she depletes energy, keeping her topped up feels impossible. I definitely don't have the money to keep her fed that many times a day on meals that large. Man, sex is really starting to look like our only option. I want to find another path forward if all possible. That being said, it's all over if Ego shuts down. I wonder what Ego thinks about the sex option. Sure, she refused. I just let out an honest sigh.
Shirako.
The Shirako. I feel like that Shirako you gave me last night was actually pretty good at restoring my energy. That means that the issue isn't how it gets in. It's fine coming through my mouth. It's just a question of what I intake. Ego looks at me as she proposes her theory. Okay, and what am I supposed to do with that information? I am proposing that I would be fine as long as I could orally ingest some of Hajime's Shirako. My Shirako? You don't mean... Huh, you want me to start jacking off right now? I point at my cock as I look completely confused toward Ego. Do not get the wrong idea. The idea of once again intaking your semen brings me absolutely no joy. Still, considering this is an eroge, considering the situation, I believe it to be our best course of action. You're joking. I'm honestly in shock at the sorts of proposals modern AI is programmed to come up with. I may be a machine, but I am not a complete stranger to the hearts of man. To make it less embarrassing for you to compensate you, we can perform the transfer via fellatio. Ah! Is there any other way? Well... I'm the one begging for your semen. If I made a 25-year-old neat perform an exhibitionary masturbation session, I think I would cry. Awfully high and mighty for the one supposedly begging. Why is a girl literally begging to drink my cum got such a big head? I guess I should have known from she was like this from the moment we met. I didn't call her ego for nothing, but still. She is right that a blowjob be less of a hurdle than to get over than She is right that a blowjob be less of a hurdle to get over than having sex. If she doesn't mind, then I guess I'm cool with it. Still, switching from sex to fellatio, I don't see how it makes things much better. Rather, it feels even sleazier. I can't imagine whatever you're thinking is so profound it's worth wasting so much time. Take off your pants already. Unless you prefer the masturbation option? If you wish to forego my generous offer and ejaculate into a cup, then please be my guest. Ego looks at me with disgust. No, no, I appreciate your consideration. I just want to make sure you're really okay with this. Do I have any other choice? Like I said, this is our best option available. Whether it's a good option in and of itself is irrelevant. You get to enjoy being filleted by a cutting-edge sex droid, so it's sure to be a pleasant deal for you, no? Again, this isn't about how I feel about it. The way I see it, just shooting a load isn't all that big a deal. Hell, anyone can just go to a red light district and pay some cash for that sort of thing. Normally, the one doing the ejaculating's gotta pay the compensation, not the girl performing the act. But this is exactly the sort of thing she wanted to run away from. It's really no big deal. I don't hate you that much, Hajime. Huh? Is that not enough for you? Enough chit-chat. Just pull it out already. I'll have this done in a flash. Come on, batter up. Hey, Ego, wait just a minute. Your body certainly doesn't lie, Hajime. Act all cool and disinterested, until the cows come home and your body tells me what you're really thinking. Look, I'm a healthy young man. It's not my fault. Just as Ego implied, my boy's up and ready to go. But, like, who can blame him? Ego's cute. Obviously, my body's gonna get excited no matter how I feel deep down. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Rather, as a sex droid, I suppose I should take your excitement as a badge of honor. The pixelation here, or the mosaic, reminds me of an 8-bit video game. It's like an 8-bit dick. It would make me feel better about having to do this if you'd at least enjoy it, so without further ado... She begins licking the tip of my cock with the tip of her tongue. I can't help but moan at the sudden soft and wet sensation. Irrelevant of my moans, Ego's lips and tongue continue to crawl along my penis. So this is what a penis... No, what Hajime tastes like. You taste lukewarm, and it smells like raw meat. Ugh. At the very least, it's not so disgusting that I'm going to vomit, but... So long as I'm not that disgusting, ugh. Ego looks around my shaft as if testing to see how I'll react. I guess this is how a sex droid performs its analysis. Somehow, this just feels good enough that I can't help but moan. Ugh. Somehow, her completely disinterested expression makes this even hotter. Already getting even harder just for me using the tip of my tongue? No need for the embarrassment. I don't mind you moaning like that. Keep it up. It's cute. Hey, it's not like this is anything that crazy. I have a hard time believing that when you're already so drenched in sweat. Either way, I think I might. Back to the meal. Ego suddenly puts my whole cock in her mouth down to the base. She then gradually moves her head back and forth, stimulating the whole thing. Somewhat too big for my mouth, isn't it? Holy shit, this feels incredible. It's in a different league from any other blowjob I've ever experienced. You're so hard. I'm expecting a really big load of semen out of you for this. How's this? Or maybe this would be better? She pushes her tiny lips around my cock. She wets it with her saliva, making sure to be neither too rough nor too gentle. Still, she has me locked down. I can't escape. It feels like she's dissolving my cock with her tongue. It's almost dangerous how good this feels. Ego, you're way too good at this for a first-timer. You are already more than aware, are you not? I am the latest model of sex droid after all. I am already coming to discover everywhere that feels best for you. For example, how does it feel if I move like this while moving my tongue around like this? This is crazy! Yeah, what an unsightly face you're making. You know, I don't completely hate how you start trembling when you get into it. I can't muster a single retort to Ego's verbal assault. I'm drenched in sweat just trying to keep it together. I can't lie. This feels amazing. Incredible, even. The pleasure is so intense, it's like my hips are gonna collapse in on themselves. I grip my teeth so hard, I can't get a single word out. What's wrong? Does it feel so good you can hardly manage a single word, perhaps? That's enough warming up. It's about time I get serious. That was just a warm-up? What? Hold it! Ego makes countless slopping sounds while going all in on my cock. She's going all in, folks. She sucks it down even deeper than before. It's deeper than before. I can feel the tip hitting the back of her throat. She uses everything from her lips to the back of her throat to wrap my cock in absolute pleasure. The timeout! Seriously, I need a timeout! This is crazy! Yeah! What's wrong? This is just my first sloppy, inexperienced blowjob. If you'll really come so easily to something so half-assed, be my guest. Take this! Drop your load right in... She's saying, drop your load right in my mouth. That's it. I'm at my limit. Ego! Let go of my ego! No. She wanted that energy. You can't just get one of those little energy pellets in Mega Man. It's a different kind of deal. And you can't drink the E-cans. Like if anybody remembers the Ruby Spears Mega Man cartoons where they would just literally give him a can and Mega Man would pop it open like a soda and guzzle it down. Oh, I feel great, Dr. Light! That's why you come here. Not just for the Arrowgate, you come here to hear about obscure old fucking cartoons from the 90s. Ego, I'm not done yet! It's not over yet! My throat's filled with that stuff. It's extra thick today. I appreciate your generosity. So, your impressions on the latest model of sex droids fellatio? I suppose I hardly even have to ask, seeing your completely white face and having tasted the results firsthand. Ego looks up at me smugly, her face filled with the pride of victory. I guess this is my loss. There's no point even trying to put up a front. I wave my white flag. It felt so good I couldn't help myself. I hang my head, pretending this was anything other than a complete domination would only look more pathetic. It feels good to be honest for once, does it not? It's nothing to be particularly ashamed of. It's not like coming that early is premature when you're with me. I was only a teensy tiny little bit disappointed. Ego continues to grin at me smugly, completely enthralled by her absolute victory. Flawless victory. Damn it. I can't just let her get away with this, can I? Hey, that was just round one. I'm in this until the final bell. I ain't hear no bell! You think you're so awesome just because you managed to make me come run time, robot? I'll show you! I puff up my chest and give my best bluff. Sure, I came in an instant like a complete loser. There's no lying about that. Yet still on my pride as a man, I can't let her keep up this mockery. I have to fight back. Oh, now there's an interesting proposal. I was just thinking I hadn't quite had my fill, actually. You were? You really haven't had enough? I sure haven't, and you're still hard as a rock. So if you don't mind... By the way, apparently he's got a bunch of... body wash and conditioner and stuff out. I'm gonna check it out as long as it's the natural shit. I can't find anything that lathers. Like, I don't know if you heard me talking to DP about this, but I bought this Dr. Squatch shit, and I was like, okay, body wash. This is probably gonna be awesome, right? Unfortunately, it doesn't lather. It's the least lathering soap I've ever had in my life. It just feels like you're putting nothing on your skin. It's horrible. So whatever the Rock's doing, it better be better. And it better not be that expensive, because I'm not paying anything just because it's got Dwayne Johnson's fucking face on it. So if you don't mind... Huh? Ego? That's not... Hey! Huh? Ah! Hey, Ego! Ego! Gah! There's not a moment of hesitation before she once again begins gobbling on my cock. I barely recovered from coming, yet already I find the tip of my cock stimulated by what feels like a slimy piston. This is really, really, really bad! Shit! I wasn't ready for this! Shit, she's giving it all! Sir, you might not have a penis by the time she gets done sucking the skin off of it. I'm liking those moans, Hajime. Come on, I want to hear more. Moan for me, Hajime. Good Lord, she's going at it. Ego, wait, like, seriously, give me a second. I went too far, it was my loss. I got in over my head. Ah! She has the lower half of my body locked down. There is no escape. It doesn't matter how much I beg and plead and wave the white flag. This oral onslaught won't be stopping. I can see you're already sweating again, Hajime. Are you really about to blow again already? I know this is our second round, but come on! Isn't that a tiny bit too premature? Take this! Uh-oh. We got a 5 on the come-o-meter here. Can't control yourself, can you? It's fine. Come all you want. Come on, do it. Ego. Seriously, I can't. Come on, come already. Oh no, that's it. We've got liftoff.
Thank you.
The second burst was just as thick as the third. That second burst was just as thick as the first. Your claims that you were ready for another round were just empty boasts after all. Hee hee hee. Ego takes my cock, soaking with saliva and cum out of her mouth, and grins up at me. She licks her lips, cleaning off the cum around them. So this is how fellatio feels. Not half bad. I suppose I would hate it if the man I was performing on was completely repulsive. But as for the service itself, that didn't feel like you were doing me a service one bit. It's more like she violently assaulted me. That wasn't customer service. That was sadism. I admit, I've thought that maybe it would be too bad. Excuse me. I thought that maybe it wouldn't be too bad to try something like this out before. But this settles it. I am not into being dominated. Not my thing. Well, sir, it wasn't your day then, was it? Ego. Yes, what is it? Why do you look so serious out of nowhere? Data's vital to you, right? Like gathering data, that's what you're here for, right? Yeah, pardon me on that. Well, yes, I suppose you could say my soul is comprised of data, so it is critical, yes, but... Why do you ask? Ego's brow furrows. You fully recharged? No, I still have a bit more to go before I'm at 100. In that case, don't you think it would be valuable data to identify whether fellatio or sex is a more efficient source of energy? Wait, you don't mean... Hey, Hajime, wait a second. If you want sex so badly, we can do it tomorrow. Knock it off. Hey, Hajime! Stop! I said stop! Ah! It is an arrow, gay guys. Ah! Ah! I don't want to right now. I'm telling you to stop. Heh, you're already sopping wet. Ego's already more than wet enough on the inside. You could tell she's ready for it. I may have used a bit of force, but she's not actually resisting all that much. Considering how her reaction was last time, if all she's doing is protesting a bit, then she's probably desperate for it. Ego, you fine with this? If you really don't want to, I can stop, but... You seriously asking me this after you've already forcefully penetrated me? You are right that this could serve as useful data for later reference. You've already gone this far. Whatever, just do whatever you want with me. Unless, of course. Are you afraid I might turn the tables on you? No need for you to be so afraid, Hajime. I won't mock you, no matter how quickly you finish. You never learn when to quit running your mouth. Ugh. I begin making small thrusts inside of Ego. Small thrusts, guys, just small thrusts. We're not going to the races here. Slow and steady wins the race. Already moaning so much when I barely started moving? You sure you're okay? What happened to you turning the tables on me? You've completely swapped the defense. Don't think you've already taken control so fast. You do recall just how quickly you finished inside of me the other day, do you not? Do you really think you can get me to throw in the towel? Be my guest. Do your worst. Ego tries to act tough despite her pussy's trembling. She's not really moving, but it's already clamped tightly around my cock. It starts squeezing as if to try and make me come as soon as it can. Tch, I was just overwhelmed last time because it was our first time, got it? This time I know from the start how good this is gonna feel, so I'm mentally ready. This'll be a breeze! I grip my teeth and start going at it. I continue to thrust deeper and deeper inside of her, each time more intense. However, I make sure to embrace her body gently from the outside. Finally, I complete the combo by finally giving a careful tap of my cock deep inside Ego, where she's most sensitive. What are you doing? Why are you being so gentle? You're always like this. What's wrong? I'm just trying to make you feel good. Is that a problem? I don't need your pity. Just do whatever you want with me, Hajime. Make yourself feel good. Get on with it. Just drop the pretenses and come already. I'm a sex droid, a robot. I don't need your consideration. It's creepy. Ego whines while desperately trying to repress her moans of pleasure. I know that if I lose focus for even a moment, I'll come. This feels incredible for me too. Still, I have a career in this stuff. Sometimes you need to come as fast as you can. Others, coming too soon could cost you your life. Those countless trials by fire, those matches of speed and matches of tenacity, those innumerable tribulations, they've all led me here. Since I came into this match knowing just how dangerously good this pussy could feel, I'm mentally prepared to withstand it. At least I should be. I continue to grip my teeth and endure the pleasure as I think to myself about the situation. If I only make myself feel good, that's barely any different from just jerking off. We're having sex together, so I've got to make sure we both enjoy this. Come on, if you're such an advanced sex droid, then you should be able to enjoy this too, yeah? Of course not. I'm programmed to do no such thing. I'm the one who's supposed to please you. There's no need for me to enjoy it myself. Get that through your skull and stop saying stuff to me. Think about what you're teaching my AI. Juices suddenly flow out from Ego's crotch. They're even stickier and whiter than before. Heh, I see you can drop some pretty serious squirts yourself, Ego. I was never told about this. No one ever told me that I had such a function. Uh-oh. I can't take any more of this. My CPU is burning up. Holy crap, you're gonna overload her.
Sí.
Hajime, give me a break. Just a little one. The sopping wet noises get louder and louder. The pleasure in Ego's voice gets more and more intense. Come on, we're just getting to the good part. Don't be a wet blanket. The real sex is just getting started. Hajime, you arrogant little... Let's pick up the pace. You want to go even harder? Stop it. Seriously, wait, please. I can't take this. I can't keep up. Ah. Your pussy isn't giving me much room to breathe here either, Ego. The more I thrust, the better it feels. It wraps my cock in pleasure, squeezing Ego's fresh juices all over it. You're still going. How are you not coming yet? Seriously, you're gonna break me. Get it over with. Come already, please. I beg of you. I'm begging you, Hajime. Come. I lose. I admit it. So just come already. Ego, pushed to her limit, begs for my cum. She desperately grips at the sheets as she tries to endure the pleasure. She's really fucking cute. Watching her frantic display gets me excited, causing the urge to ejaculate to finally well up within me. Heh, well, if you're asking me so politely, maybe I'll consider it. Right, please, Hajime, please come right now, right inside of me. I admit, this feels amazing. So please drop your whole load. I'm gonna come too. I can't take this any longer. Hajime, you're come. Put it in me. Ego, we're not done yet. Come already. I'm coming. Please come inside of me. Man, you're really dragging it out here. Incredible, this is just... There's so much, it's filling me up. Ah.
Some guy.
You actually managed to jack like 3 times in a row. And so much too, I can't believe how much semen there is. It can't even fit inside of me. Yeah, I didn't actually think I could come this much either, honestly. There's so much cum that it overflows from Ego's crotch. I think I came even more than the first or second times. If I'm honest, I probably got aroused by how cute Ego was. Ego closes her eyes with pleasure as I pat the back of her head. So did it feel good, Ego? Don't go acting all high and mighty just because you made me come once. Need I remind you who it was that came 3 times? Yeah, yeah, I still lost. You're really accepting defeat so easily? Boring. However, well, I suppose today wasn't too bad after all, so I would give you a pass this time. Anyway, for now, I'm pretty tired. Let's take a rest. I'm with you on that one. Ego and I flop down next to each other on the bed. Ego curls her back and rests her head on my arm. You know... Given how much more fun that was than I anticipated, you don't have to worry about it. Huh? Worry about what? About sex. You already know what I mean, don't you? I hate answering useless questions. Ego sulks and rolls over to face her back towards me. It's pretty cute. I move in and hug her from behind. Same here. Sex isn't the worst thing ever if it's with you, Ego. Great, I'm glad we're on the same page. I feel Ego's softness and warmth through her tiny back. The thread of tension that still kept us strung apart suddenly unraveled all at once. I savor our moment of respite and relief. I savor our moment of respite. Now I fucked that one up. I savor our moment of respite and relief together. Alright guys, so I did say an hour, but we've got some things to do. So first of all guys, as I told you, we have an AVN premiere. Well, it's not a premiere. We're bringing it back as a celebration because the game is finished. Like, you can buy it now and complete it. You don't have to worry about seasons or anything. The game is 100% done. And it's one that we have been playing, and we've done a few episodes of in the past. We just stopped briefly, and I still don't know why. But we're bringing it back. Of course, we'll have it more on AVN Month. But we've got to premiere it again tonight. And then, of course, I've got Loot Line tomorrow. So I'll be juggling Loot Line and Ego tomorrow. I had to juggle comics today. But I had to do comics, Ego, and this game. So it's kind of getting a little late, and I got to hurry up and do about 30 minutes of it. And then we'll go ahead and call it quits for the night. And tomorrow, of course, like I said, more Ego and Loot Line. Loot Line will be a big deal because it's got 10,000 wishlists on Steam. Game comes out in about... Oh! Let's see. It's going to come out sometime tomorrow, alright? That's all I can tell you. Alright, guys, so I'm out, and we will see you next time with more Ego. Don't worry, I'm still doing this until Saturday. I'm out.